you can tell everybody. Yeah, you can tell everybody.
You're listening to Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford on ESPN 850 WKNR.
The completely redesigned ClevelandBrowns.com is here. Visit it now. I'm talking about right now. Nathan Zagura, Michael Redguy, bringing in Megan Rock now. We're going to go through some of the tweets that hit our account at Browns_daily. And there's still time if you want to get in and weigh in on the second day of the draft for the Browns, what you'd like to see 2 weeks from today, or Aaron Murray, 216-578-0850. But Megan, what are people saying on the Twitter, as it's called by the young
Twitter.
People?
All right, we got some tweetage here. Vic would be proud.
Yep.
At DCV, Browns fan says, Teddy B is too scared to succeed. With game on the line, he will check down every time. Pro Football Focus says he checked down 63% of his throws.
That is a stat, and I've seen many interesting stats about Teddy Bridgewater that I have not seen, and I certainly would love to see that one. I think Teddy Bridgewater is a guy who likes the big moment, likes to make the clutch throw, likes to get down there, and there's one stat that would back up the fact that he pushes the ball down the field as opposed to being a check down Charlie, and that is his average pass distance in terms of yards thrown in the air was 9.5, more than Johnny Manziel, more than Blake Bortles, more than Derek Carr by almost 3 yards. So that belies that stat, not to mention not only did he have the highest number of average yards in the air per pass, he also completed the highest percentage at 71.
I know you love him, and I also know, though, you're a very always realistic guy that puts a lot of thought into things. What is your largest concern right now about Teddy Bridgewater? What would you like to see him do to impress you more that you'd want to make him a Cleveland Brown?
I want to make him a Cleveland Brown anyway.
I know you do.
But my biggest concern with him are twofold. Number one would be durability. Now, he didn't show any signs of that
because of
his body. So that is the thing. The other thing, too, is his lack of what I would call elite arm strength, in the sense that he has to use his body more to make deep throws, which can affect his accuracy because it's not just a pure motion. And also, you wonder if in the inclement weather of Cleveland, throwing the ball through the wind, his hands are not the biggest, but I think the glove alleviates that, so I'm not really worried about that. But the arm strength to throw the ball through the wind, make sure your spiral is tight, his release at times produces a very accurate ball, but not necessarily the tightest ball, which is something Kurt Warner got away with, something Peyton Manning gets away with
as well.
Yeah. But they did that in a dome environment for much of their career. So those would be the things. Deep ball accuracy,
fair.
Arm strength in inclement weather, and then, of course, just the frame, although I saw him take a lot of big hits and get right back up, so that isn't as big of a concern.
All right, our guy Derek Mosley, he has Watkins, Fuller, and Murray with the first three picks.
Watkins, Fuller, Murray, 426-35, stay right where they are. Could you live with that?
I could.
I
don't know that you need, based on what we just heard from Murray's camp and what we're hearing, that you would need to take Murray there.
Yeah.
But
that's the only thing I was hesitating on. The first two,
the value
I'm
of
over
it, I'm not
fine
sure.
With.
Of
yeah,
course,
right.
Of course,
you might look there to then go that wideout that we've talked about, be it Allen Robinson, Jordan Matthews, Kelvin Benjamin, possibly at 35. If you went, who did he say?
He said Watkins.
Oh, I'm sorry. I apologize. Right. You said Watkins at 4. That's right. Scratch that. Then at 35, maybe you're
getting the best guard.
Looking at the best guard available, possibly.
And perhaps Filo could have fallen to that point.
Could.
Some people think they all fall out of the first round.
That's right.
To me, if you do that, it's almost like you move back into the second round, the back half, to get Aaron Murray.
Yeah.
Or you wait and you try to get him at 71.
71 in the third.
Uh-huh. If that's the consensus
out there. Might
make
more sense.
I will say this. If you're looking, if we wanted to say that you come out of there quarterback, wide receiver, cornerback with your first three picks in any order, how much, if Aaron Murray is as good as we think that he can be, and if the Browns brass believes that, is your total package of a Watkins or a Mike Evans, a Fuller and Murray better, worse, similar to Teddy Bridgewater, Fuller, and Allen Robinson?
Well, yeah.
That's the question.
That's the question you got to ask yourself. I do believe, though, right now as we sit here today, they will, in the second round, select a quarterback. And it's not at 4. It's not 26 first round. I think they'll get a quarterback in round two.
And you know how much I like Murray, but right now I'd rather have Teddy, Fuller, Robinson.
We can't attach that value there now.
Just yet. That's right. I agree with that. All right, Megan.
All right. So here's a question for you, Nathan. Everyone is worried. This is from at BrownsFan underscore 42. Everyone is worried about Johnny Football's size. Does Nathan have any worries about Teddy's thin stature holding up against hits?
We just talked about it.
The difference for me is that when you watch their body of work, we saw Johnny Manziel get banged up, especially in his sophomore season in the SEC, and we saw Johnny Manziel stink up the joint, quite frankly, against LSU and Missouri while playing injured. That's a bigger concern to me, because I know at times Teddy played with some bumps and bruises, but you didn't see that massive drop-off. Shoulder problem, right, with Manziel?
Shoulder,
LSU thumb, and knee, yeah. Yes. And so, yes, but when Reg asked me that, yeah, I get that. I get the concerns. Would I like it better if he was 6'4", 250? Yeah, or 6'4", 225? Of course I would, but let me tell you something. If he were, he's going number one to Houston, and he's not. We have no chance.
This isn't a conversation.
Teddy Bridgewater. It's not even a conversation.
Right.
Reg, had a blast working with you this week,
brother.
Right back at
you, my
man. It has been a lot of fun. I'm sure we'll do it again down the road.
It was very productive, too. We got a lot of dialogue thrown out there. Always a good thing.
Always a good thing.
We'll see you soon.
Want to appreciate and thank all the callers today, all the listeners. Nate Ulrich from the Akron Beacon Journal. Seth Emerson. He's a big Aaron Murray fan as well. Covered Aaron Murray as the Georgia beat writer for the Macon Telegraph and the Columbus Ledger Inquirer. Of course, the great Megan Rock bringing the tweetage to the forefront here today. And our great producer, Jason Gibbs. Everybody have a great weekend. Remember, there are only two more Mondays that you will endure without knowing who these rookies are on the Cleveland Browns when the draft happens Thursday, May 8th. Julian Gerard coming up next. For Reg, I'm Nathan Zagura. This is Cleveland Browns Daily, and it is driven by Liberty Ford.
You are listening to Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford on ESPN 850 WKNR. The preceding program was a production of the Cleveland Browns and a part of the Browns Media Network.